of the interview with Joe Spedding on the 28th of February 1995. Mr. Spedding, can we just go back to talking about your 2 years as a footman at Palace House?
Yeah.
We were talking a bit about wages. Can you tell me how your wages compared to, say, the butlers, the cooks, and the maids?
When I wouldn't know, I was 16, so, but I knew when I went there, everything was free, my bed, everything could be done for me, my food, and clothing provided, the official clothing for my job.
Uniform.
As footman, yeah. And so I can't remember, but whatever it was so much a month. And relative to the way I ate and lived, I would have thought it would have been nice to have had more, but we could say that all our lives. But I wasn't sure in relation to the others. I never heard them talk about their wages. And since I was the youngest person, it would have been a bit difficult. But I didn't have a real problem, and I don't think any of those did. You know, they went on their holidays. And so I wouldn't like to say, but everyone seemed quite, they were well looked after, food-wise, and as far as comfort, the house was warm, and bedding and sheeting. I didn't even have to make my own bed. It was always done for me, and the sheets was changed. Wasn't bad, was it? At home, I would have had to done some work for all this.
What about fines? Has anybody ever fined any money, or any money ever deducted?
No, not in, no, never there. I never knew that anyone, I mean, I can remember being told off by the butler once, because I was, Fred, and remember he was a butler, but he was also a friend, he was a very nice man. But I was up on the leads, up on the roof with one of the girls, and I was up there rather late, and somebody had said something, and Fred said, well, you can stop that. I said, well, I wasn't doing anything, we were only looking at the sights, you know. It was all right, but, you know, that would be, you know, a silly thing. There wasn't anything in it. He was just being fatherly. Yeah, and one time they all went to the fireworks on the island by Cygnet, and I opted to stay there, all the maids, everyone. But in the meantime, a friend I knew in one of the local villages came to see me. And it's odd that she came to see me. Well, everything was house. I'd shut the whole house up, this lock. But when these people came back, they had their own key and everything to get in. And this young lady and I were sat in my room for whatever we were doing. And I can remember that it was, the people came back. Of course, there was no way she could go out while they were there. It was one. I said, you'll have to stay here. You're delightful, so and so. And oddly enough, after a while, there was a knock at the door, and it was one of the maids said, Frank, and can I come in? It was a kitchen maid. And I told her, she said, I want to tell you about the fireworks. I said, no, and I said, I'm sorry, dear, I haven't got any clothes on. I've washed my pajamas. Well, she said, you've got some more, haven't you? I said, no, no, I'll see you tomorrow, dear. And of course, these girls there, it was just an excuse. I can remember it was about 2 in the morning. I had to sneak out of the back door. Well, the next morning, I can say this now, the butler was at the village doing the household mail, and he was accosted by the police who said, you had a young lady there, so and so, she got back to her home about 3 or 4 in the morning. Her people had been out looking for her, and she said she was with the butler all night. Yeah, and Fred said to me, about when he got back from there, I've got a little word to talk to you, he said. He said, what the hell went on last night when we were at the fireworks? So I said, well, nothing. Oh, yes, it did, he said. I've just been accused of having a young woman in my room. But he didn't even live in Palace House. He lived around the corner. So I said, well, it was purely, you came back early, we were nattering, we'd been playing cards or whatever we'd been doing, and having a drink. Well, we'd been, whatever. I mean, I looked after the house and I locked up when it got dark at, say, 10 o'clock at night, because it was firework nights in August somewhere. So I said, everybody came back before I thought. And I said, there's no way I could let her out of the house while you were all milling around and before you went home and the maids brought up. So it was accepted. But that's what happened. But it was an incredible thing, wasn't it? But he was going to be arrested for having this young girl, but he didn't even live there. So she had said to her family and the police that she'd been with the butler all night, or half the night. So there's the story of my life as a footman, dear, or one of the facets of the life, yeah. But it was a very, it was a night, it wasn't anything too naughty about it. It was just young people laughing, but it was just the way they came back early. There was no way could I let her out. They would have said, what was she doing here, you know.
So how do you think the Montague family treated you?
Oh, fine, fine. Well, Mrs. Ruby, Wandering Pearl or Lady Montague, whatever you like to call her, I must say this. I mean, you, with whatever, I can't ever say a word against her. She was a great woman, and she was kindness itself to all of the staff there, including me, and that's a fact. And you know, even long after the war, she used to come here and give, with Meals on Wheels, not to me, to others, but she always came out to have a little natter and a cup of tea. Yeah, and even, you know, whatever my beliefs in life, I've told you of my political beliefs, whatever, she understood them. And I can remember her coming here and saying, oh, I'd like you to introduce this particular person. He's so and so and so and so. But I know our views are opposing. But she said, you'd like him, and I've told him you're a friend. And that I thought was nice. But that's after many, many years. And I think all of the people who at that time was there when I was there would say the same. She was kindness itself, really. Yeah. And so I had no complaint. And really, I learned something about life and the way my father had lived. And I learned a lot about life since I was with people who were a little bit older than I was. Quite interesting.
What about the Montague children? Did you have anything to do with
that? Yeah, well, all of them. Yeah, because they were there on their holidays. But of course, I was Frank, the footman. And there would sometimes be little arguments and things. But then, since I was there as a footman or anything, I was under their mother who was in control, not me. But if they in any way were cheeky or anything, I would jump on them. Oh yeah. Despite, I mean, they didn't have any authority over me. Oh no, no, it wasn't done that way. The butler and Pearl were in charge, you know, of me in particular then. And so anything that anybody else said, but then your job was you look after them. I would take them tea in the mornings when they were home. Oh yeah, I mean, like any other of the guests even, that was part of the job. You know, sometimes one of the maids would do it, but often it would be left to Frank to do it. Oh, can you do teas this morning? So then I would have to give teas to the young ladies as well as some other people.
Did they entertain often, Mrs. KW, for
instance? Oh, yeah, well, family-wise, and, well, they had friends, and when she got married again, I don't suppose there are any more, but I suppose her husband's people came, you know, certain people. But basically it was family things more than anything. It was always family, and there were always things to do. You know, even when there were state functions, you know, they had the various functions, the harvest sort of supper type thing, and things like that. There was always something, and I think we were supported wholeheartedly, you know, when it was our time off to go out and do things, and say when I took the girls dancing, or if there was a do at the Montague Arms, we'd all go after the dinner, we'd all dress up quick or wash and change quick and go to the dance, and all that was part of our life, you know. So I thought there were 2 years, very formative years, of seeing how the other side of the world lived, and I must admit that the ladies who were there, the girls, were in a great way an advantage. They were older than I was, and they were affectionate girls. So I learned quite a bit about life tonight. Without being, I wasn't embarrassed, but also without sort of feeling demeaned or demeaning them in any way, because they were nice.
These are the maids we're talking about.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They were lovely maids, really. And long after I left, we were all friends. And in fact, it's not long, I can never see one of them, not long ago down at Butler's Hard, it was there, who is still alive, you know, one of those who is still alive, yeah. And they were all nice, they were nice girls, yeah.
Were you given any holidays?